cannot tell you how we feel so privileged and honored to serve along some very amazing people and to be a part of your territory. We're grateful to God. God is good. Yeah. I'm wondering what ambitions you carry in your heart today. For many people, ambition looks like success, recognition, wealth, influence. The world teaches us to climb higher, to earn more, to become known. Well, none of these are bad or evil in themselves, but they are not the highest aim that a follower of Jesus should have. The Apostle Paul wrote in Philippians 3:8, I count everything as loss. Everything else is worthless when compared to the infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. To know Jesus, to be Jesus-centered, to be known as his, and to make him known. This was Paul's ambition. This was his passion. Not status, not applause, not comfort, but to know Christ. That is a passion of my heart as well. There is no greater treasure than knowing him. There is no greater calling than belonging to him. There is no greater identity than being his. And I pray that it is yours as well. That above every other goal, above every earthly pursuit, your deepest ambition would be to know Jesus more in this life and to make him known to others.
Give me one pure and holy passion, and give me one magnificent obsession. Give me one glorious ambition for my life, to know and follow hard. Disciple in your truth, 'cause this world is empty, pale, and poor compared to knowing you, my Lord. So lead me on, and I will run after you. Lead me on, and I will run after you, Jesus. Give me one pure and holy passion, and give me one magnificent obsession. Give me one glorious ambition for my life, to know and follow hard after you. To know your disciple in your truth, 'cause this world is empty, pale, and poor compared to knowing you, my Lord. So lead me on, and I will run after you. Lead me on, and I will run after you. Yes, I love you, Lord. So lead me on, and I will run after you. Lead me on, and I will run after you.